Begin the current daf Masechtas Brachas daf Lamed Dalet. We begin on Amud Aleph. Begin with Teisa Divrei Maschil. Teisa begins with the words of the Gemara Meheichin Hu Maschil. From where does he start? Metchilas HaBracha Shetaba, from the beginning of the bracha that the error was made in, which Teisa brings the opinion of the Yerushalmi, which our Gemara brought that Rav Sheish has asked Rav Huna that if someone made an error in one of the questions Rav Huna said in one of the tefillas of the middle brachas of Shemini Esrei, so he said, okay, Rav Huna said you go back to Atachin, which is the first of the Bakashas of the middle tefillas. On that asked Rav Sheish, but we learned that it says in our Mishnah, where does it go back to? The words of the Mishnah were Mitchilas Bracha Shetaba, from the beginning of the bracha that he made an error. So you see that whichever bracha it is, Rifeinu, Hashiveinu, whatever it is, you go back to that bracha, not to Atachin. That was the question Rav Sheish asked from Rav Huna. So Taisa brings that in the Yerushalmi, it's brought that there was a person by the name of Batiti, who he was the Shlich Tzibur, and Ishtatik, his voice silenced when he reached Be'oifanim, when he reached in the middle of the bracha of Yitzhar, in Birchas Krishma, when he got up to Fanim V'chayis HaKodesh, he couldn't continue on, his voice just failed him. So Asin Shailin L'Reboin, they came and they asked Reboin, so now someone else, they have to put up a new Shlich Tzibur, a new Chazan, where should he start and take him over from? So Amalahu B'Shem Yibishum Levi, he said to them in the name of Yibishum Levi, Zesh Avetachtav, so the new Chazan that's taking over the place, Yaschem Mokim Shapasak, he should start from the place where the last Chazan, this Batiti, had stopped, where his voice just failed him. On that, Uparach, on that, the ass, but Fatnan, we learned in the Mishnah that our Taisus is quoting from, that says that when the Shlich Tzibur makes a mistake, so he said, where does the one who takes over start from? Maschem Mitchilas HaBracha Shetaba, he starts from the beginning of the bracha that he made a mistake. Now, whether that means to say Atachainin, or whether that means to say the middle of the Shemini Esrei, that was the question Rav Sheish was asking on Rav Huna. But ultimately, you don't start from where the mistake happened. You start from the beginning of that bracha. So why is he telling him to take over from exactly where he's holding by Oifanim, and not from the beginning of the bracha Yitzhar? Samalahu. So on that, Rabbein said to them, Mekivin da'anisun kedushas Hashem, since you already answered the sanctification of Hashem's name in Birchas Yitzhar, which is Kaddish, 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 everyone already said that. So now, when it comes up to Haifan, Machayas HaKadosh, Kemishu Tchilas HaBracha, it's like a new bracha, because those psukim are considered a separate idea, and therefore, yes, the halacha is Mitchilas HaBracha Shetaba. And although this is all in the same bracha of Yitzhar, but it's considered like a separate idea, and therefore, he didn't make the new chazan start from the beginning, rather from Vahifan. Now, continuing the next taste of the Bimaschal, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Lo Yano Amen Achar HaKahanim. So the Shlich Tzibur should not answer Amen after the Birchas HaKahanim, Ne'atir, because he might become confused. So Taisa comes to explain the halachas regarding the Shlich Tzibur as it applies to Birchas Kahanim. Gemara brings that the Shlich Tzibur, the sounding for the Amen, should not answer Amen after the Kahanim. Everyone else in the Kahal answers, but the Shlich Tzibur himself should not. The reason is we're concerned that if he's going to answer Amen, he's going to get confused regarding the bircha of Birchas Kahanim that he's leading, and therefore, rather don't say anything. Now, Taisus asks us to take a second look, and says, Taisus, tamer, it's a wonder. Why did the Mishnah have to say the reason is because he might get confused, and he might not be able to continue leading the tefillah as a Shlich Tzibur? Typically, it should be sufficient that the reason why he shouldn't answer Amen is the mafsik tefillah. He's interrupting his prayer, Amen, Amen. He's the Shlich Tzibur, but it's a tefillah. And tefillah, not even answer Amen Yishmi Rabba. So what's the Havamina? Why do you have to say because of Tirav? Say simply because you're not allowed to answer and interrupt by answering Amen. Says Taisav Yishlim, what you could say is that Me'achar Shaloy Amar Ha'itayim, from the fact that a Mishnah does not say that reason, so there's a derivation over here. Shmamina, obviously, you could hear from this, Danias Amen Loy Choshev Le'Havsaka. You're right, a regular Shmain essay, you're not allowed to answer Amen. But by Chazar Sashat, answering Amen on the Birchas Kahanim would not be considered interruption, and therefore you have to say the reason is because Nehatiruv, Me'achar Shatzarech Tefillahu, because Birchas Kahanim is considered actually from the order of the Tefillah. Actually, if one analyzes in Masechtas Megillah the order of the Tefillah, actually Birchas Kahanim is considered part and parcel of the order of going from Moedim to Birchas Kahanim to Sim Shalom. So since it's part of the Tefillah, it wouldn't be considered as a Hefsek. And therefore we have to say the reason that he can't answer Amen is for a different reason. Now, Aval, but Taisa says, but Likras Kahanim Leduchan, but to call up the Kahanim to the platform for Birchas Kahanim, that Amar Rabbeinu Tam, that says Rabbeinu Tam, She'ein Shlich Tzibur Yochel Karim. That, although, let's say the Shlich Tzibur couldn't answer Amen, because that's not considered a Hefzik, but to call up the Kahanim by saying Kahanim, to call them up, that the Shlich Tzibur cannot call them up. The Choshev Havsaka L'Tfilim Karim, that would be considered interruption in the prayer if you called them up. Ela Echem Neha Kol Karim, rather one of the people in the congregation, he says Kahanim to call the Kahanim up for Birchas Kahanim. Now, Based on this, says Taisus, "V'hadam min b'saitus." In this, that we said mesach the saitus and perik elu namar mandav lam lechasim and aleph. That it says, it talks about over there. When there's one kain, you don't call kahanim. The shnayim, when there are two kahanim, then kari kahanim v'chul, that you do call up kahanim. Says Taisus, based on Rabbeinu Tam, lav shleich tzibra kai. Like Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously it's not going on the shleich tzibra, because for him it would be hafsik. Ela chazan, rather it's going on the chazan. Now, although many times we call the cantor a chazan, and that's the shlich tzibur, but as Taisus is going to shortly qualify, it refers to someone like a shamash, someone that's involved in the sexton, the one that's involved, but not the actual shlich tzibur himself. Because the Tanbis Sefri, like we learned in the Sefri in Parashat Nasai, when it says, Amar Lahem, when it says by Birchas Kanim, it says, Amar Lahem, tell them, Malamet Shah Chazan Oimalem Amru, that the chazan tells the Kanim that they should say the Birchas Kanim. Now, as Taisus explains, the chazan lav hainu shlich tzibur. The chazan is not the one who's davening for the amid. The chazan hainam is asik b'tzecher tzibur. The chazan is the one who's involved in taking care of the things in the shul for the tzibur, and he's the one who calls them up and says kahanim. And mechay mashmanam b'saita, so too, it sounds like from the Gemara and Saita of Lametesim Abayis, the lav shlich tzibur kai, that's not going in the shlich tzibur. What's the proof? Because the mikar kama, originally the Gemara over there says the following halach. It says, Eina kahan b'shoyin lahaskh b'bracha. The kahan cannot start saying their birchat kainim. They can't start saying that. Until the words of the announcer finish. Pirish. Hakari kahanim, the one who calls out kahanim, they can't start saying yivarech until he finished saying the word. That's one halach. Then says the Gemara, Ein shlich tzibur reshov v'chulu. The shlich tzibur is not allowed to go ahead and start saying the next words until, etc., that until the kahal finished saying amen. But one thing says Taisus, and the fact that when it calls the one who calls up the kahanim, it calls him the kairei, and yet later on when it talks about the halach of the shlich tzibur, it refers to him as the shlich tzibur, that he can't start saying the next words and be makri until the kila finished answers amen, mashman the shnayim him. That sounds like that these are two different people, because one of them it calls, he's the kairei, and he's the one who calls up kahanim, because that's like Taisus saying, that's the chazan, that's the one, someone from the kila. And when it talks about the shleich tzibur, it calls on the shleich tzibur, and that's the proof that we're saying, because for him to call up kahanim, that would be a hefsik, in contrast to, let's say, answering amen, that would not be considered as a hefsik. Now, but says Taisus, the yeshaha yiraitzim lema, though those who wanted to say, that the kamaikin, that in addition, that just like we're saying, it's a hefsik in tefillah for him to call up the kahanim, that ain't shleich tzibur shor lahakris yivarech lekahanim. So if based on that logic, that, okay, maybe amen he could, because birchas kahanim itself, and he's like answering amen to that, it's like being saying the birchas kahanim, that's okay, that's part of the tefillah. But to be makri, to read out first yivarech lekahanim, that the kahanim should know the word, so someone says it before that, that ain't shleich tzibur shor lahakris yivarech lekahanim. No, that the shleich tzibur cannot do that. The Kamai can have Avsaka. That's also interruption. What are you doing? You can't just say words. You're in the middle of a tzvil over here, of Chazar Sashatz. However, however, Taisa says, Rabbein Yehuda Pirish, he explained, no, the Behed Yesh, explicitly there is in Bemedrish Taimi Yeseris V'chaseris. It's a type of Medrish called the Medrish Taimi Yeseris V'chaseris. The reason for those that are extra or missing, that this that it says in the Pasuk by Birchas Kanim, Amr Lehem, you should tell them, Melamet Shashlich Tzibar Am Lehem. This tells us, says the Medrash, that the Shlich Tzibur should tell the Kahanim, I'll call Dibi B'Dibi on every single word, like is our custom, Yivarechecha, Yivarechecha, he says and they repeat, that is the Shlich Tzibur, and that's not considered Hefzik. Now, Chayin, moreover, says Taisus, that Yesh Haretzim Lahatul the Shlich Tzibur Atzmai, that there are those who, based on what we're saying now, that it's not Hefzikim, they wanted to even permit the Shlich Tzibur himself, Likris Kahanim, that, yeah, even he could say Kahanim. Afil Pirish Rabbein Tam. Even according to what we just said before, Meinu Tam that he holds, oh, that's considered hefsig. That there are those, says Taisus, that wanted to say that it's permitted. Why? Because the Mad appears to have Yafsaka, this, that Rabbeinu Tam explains in the understanding of our Gemara. That would be a Hafsaka for him to go ahead and say Kaihanim, Haina Davke be a mayhem. That was in their days. Why? Miyad Kishri Saimu Birchas Aida, because what would happen is they used to, right after they finished, they finished the bracha maidim. They wouldn't say the nusach like we have it, that the shlich tzibur would say this nusach of our father, the God of our fathers, he should bless us. Rather, they would go right into the brachas kanim. Like it sounds like this from the Gemara Saita over there. Comment the Gemara says over there, the announcer cannot call out kahanim, at sheichla amen mipi atzibra, until the tzibra finishes saying the amen. Pirish, Tais explains which amen. Amen sh'ayin b'siyim birchas hayda. The amen that they say at the conclusion of the bracha of a tayv shem chalon ol haydes. Amos, obviously we see, mashman sounds like shlohoya oimrim el kahanim yad. Right away, they would go straight into kahanim right after the bracha of a tayv shemcha. Oh, so therefore, based on that, kahanim doesn't relate to anything. That's just a random word calling up the kahanim. So that's what Rabbeinu Tamar explained, that okay, the Shlich Tzibur himself cannot do that, and we were Medayik even, it says Hakairi, it doesn't say Shlich Tzibur, fine. Aval Akshar, but there are those who want to say, but today, Shahur Gulu Leimer, that is already accustomed to say, and the Shlich Tzibur says this, Elikeinu, our God, Beloshon Baruch of Tefillah, in a terminology of blessing and prayer, and therefore, Ein Zeu Hefsik. It's not a Hefsik, also what the Shlich Tzibur is going to say, the Kohanim, because the Lagar, man, Nias Amin Dahacha, it's not any less. Then we said that he's allowed to answer the Amin over here. The Lech Hashiva Hefzik, it's not considered a Hefzik. It's a breach like we explained, because it's a Tzayuch Tvila, so too, Elikainim Lekeber Seinu, that's not a Hefzik, and the Shlich Tzibur could say that. And based on that, the word Kaihanim, since it's part of the Tvila of Elikainim Lekeber Seinu, that's not just a random word, it's part of that prayer, and since he's allowed to say that prayer, since it's Tzayuch Tvila, he's allowed to say Kaihanim too, and therefore that's the custom that the Kaihanim are called up by the Shlich Tzibur, not just reading the words, but rather you could even call up Kaihanim. So Taisus told us that this, that the Shlich Tzibur doesn't answer Amen after Birchas Kayanim, as our Mishnah said, that's because of Tiruf. He might become confused. But it's not considered a Hefzik because it's Tzarech Tefillah. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shlich Tzibur is not supposed to announce Kayanim, because that is a Hefzik. But there are those who wanted to say that even that, moreover, that not only cannot call out Kayanim, he can't even be makri to the Kayanim to say Yivarecha, and they say Yivarecha, and so on and so forth. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in the Medrash we find explicitly that the Shlich Tzibur is the one that is Makri, and that's not considered a problem of a Hefzik. Now, there are those who wanted to say the other way, that to permit in our times that to even say Kahanim, because now that we say a whole type of terminology, well, Kainim Kev is saying before Birchas Kahanim, that the Shatz could also say Kahanim, and that's even according to Rabbi Tam that says a Hefzik, since it's part of the Lashon Bracha and Tefillah, well, Kainim Kev is saying that's not going to be considered as a Hefzik. Now we can do in the next Taisa of Ben Aschel. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Emtsoyes Ein Lehen Sei. They're the middle brachas, they don't have an order. Which Taisa comes to disagree with Rashi's interpretation regarding the interpretation of what does it mean, the Emtsoyes Ein Lehen Sei. And also Taisa comes to qualify regarding the laws of making mistakes in brachas. The Gemara brought Rav Asi, who disagrees with Rav Huna, that says that if you make a mistake in the middle brachas, you go back to Atachainen. On that, Rav Asi disagreed. He says, no, Emtsoyes, like the Divrei Maskil of Taisa, Ein Lehen Sei. No, there is no order. Now, Pirsh B'Kuntres, Rashi explains, what does that mean? Nimdalag Baruch Ha'achah said, if you skipped a bracha in Middle Shemin Esrei, V'achkach Nisker Ba Shalei B'Mkayim, and then you recall it not in its place, meaning some five brachas later, that I'm Rebbe Malkam Shenisker. That's a Rashi interpreted Rav Asi's opinion that, oh, Ein Lehen Sei, okay, there's no order. Wherever you remember it, that's who you plug it in, and you continue davening from that point. You don't go back to where that bracha is original places. Says Taisa Valena here, that does not seem to be the appropriate interpretation. That's not the Megillah, because we learn the Mishnah Sefer Megillah in the second paragraph of Yudzayin Amud Aleph that says the following halacha: Hakayre is a Megillah mafreya. Someone reads a Megillah out of order, lo yotze, is not fulfilled his obligation. Now, the Tanya in the Brisa over there in Masechtas Megillah that says that the same halacha applies v'chein b'hal, v'chein b'krishma, v'chein b'tfila. So too by Shmoneh Esrei, that you're not going to fulfill your obligation out of order. So obviously, you see, it doesn't help to say an earlier bracha at a later point in time, not like Rashi said, that you could just plug it in as he's saying for Rav Asi at a later point in time. So therefore, because of this question, Taisa disagrees with Rashi and says, L'kach niru kapirish Rashbam v'rav alfas. Rather, the interpretation seems like the Rashbam, grandson of Rashi, and like the Rif, de'ein lem say to the comma, this that Rav Asi says that there's no order for the middle brachas, haynu she'yascha b'makam shadalaka bracha. That means to say, yeah, there's no order mean to say that you can go back to the place where you had skipped the bracha. But m'shom ve'eluch yirma'akol ha'seder. But from there on, you have to go in order. You've skipped the bracha of Re'eh, and you're ready by Baruch Aleinu. You got to go, yeah, no order means to say you can go back, but you got to then continue to say Re'eh, Refa'enu, and then back to Baruch Aleinu, all in order. Avavada le'yascha b'atachayinim, what it's coming to tell you is, means no order, but that you don't have to, like, go back to the beginning of the middle brachas, what we call them tzilyas, which are the bakashas of Shemayin Asi, to go back to atachayinim, k'mayba, give them rishayinim, give them achrayinim. That's what he said, in lam seder. It's not like the first three brachas and the last three brachas, shachayz l'raish, that there, if you made a mistake, you got to go back all the way to the beginning. Here, no, you don't have to go back to the beginning, because it doesn't have an order, but you have to go back to that bracha and then continue from that bracha onward. And says Taisa Varaya, a proof to this is when the Tanya but Tesefta Mechot. Because we learn the Tesefta in this sugya that says a Kari Shema. Someone says the Shema, the Hishmet Ba Pasik Echad, and he omitted one Pasik, one phrase. So says the Tesefta, La Yikra is a Pasik Befne Atzma. You can't just say that Pasik by itself. Elamaschem is a Pasik Ve'elach. Rather, okay, so you go back to that Pasik and you continue onward, Vegaimrat Seifa, and you continue till then. You see that when we say that you have to go back, it doesn't mean that you can just insert it wherever you are. Rather, you go back and you continue going from that point. And Matani Namin Perk Bez the Megillah. So we learned in the second Perk of Mesas Megillah, that the Chesma Bez, that says, Shem Hishmet Pasik Echad the Megillah, that if you omitted one Pasik in the Megillah, Shekari Allah Say Dim Eisa Pasik Ve'elach, that, yeah, you continue going back to that Pasik that you missed and you move forward. You don't just insert it wherever you are. And as Taisa says, we mentioned before, Bahasam Mashri Tefillah Megillah, and there in the Gemara Megillah we equate the halachas of Shemayna Esrei and that of the Megillah, which is again the same idea, Lenyahach Milsof, this idea Kedabrish, like we explained, which is that yes, not like Rashi, rather like Rashbam, you have to go back, and Ein L'Maseida just means you have to go all the way back to the beginning, but you would have to continue from that Pasik which you're going back to. Now that's point number one. Now point number two says Taisa Bahag Pasik Ravasi. Now that we qualified actually what is this opinion of Ravasi, Rashbam, and the Rif, not like Rashi. So the Bahag, the Bahalachas Gadol, he actually rules a Gravasi. The Amad that he says, M'tzi'is, Elim Seyda, that there's no order, means to say if someone made a mistake, doesn't have to go back to Atta Chaynin, like we explained from the Rashbam. Rather, he can go back to whatever Bracha was, but again, you would have to go in that order. Now, why do we rule like Gravasi and not like Rav Huna, who says, no, all the middle Bracha is like one Bracha, and if you make a mistake, you have to go back to Atta Chaynin? Chada, first of all, the Rav Huna Ketama Legab Ravasi. Rav Huna, in contrast to Ravasi, is like a student of him. Like we find many times in Shas, that Am Rav Huna Ravasi. We find Rav Huna quoting Ravasi, so he's like a student of his, and therefore we're going to rule like Ravasi, not like Rav Huna. But moreover, second of all, is Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, Tzarch Litchik Vilishnui Masnidin. According to Rav Huna, it's difficult. You have to give a contrived answer to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, the Kulu Chadr Bechasininu. Meaning, the Mishnah says, and that was the question that was asked in Rav Huna, what do you mean? You say you go back to Atachainin, the Mishnah says you go back to the bracha that you made a mistake. Which that's exactly what Ravasi is, especially with Taisa explaining from the Rashbam. Yeah, you go back to that bracha. But according to Rav Huna, not going back to that bracha, you're going back to Atta Chayinim. Oh, so the Gemara answered, no, when we say that bracha, that means Atta Chayinim, because like the first three and the last three are like one bracha, the middle bracha is all like, quote, one bracha. But that's again a contrived answer, because that doesn't sound like that bracha. You're saying it's like one bracha. And it says, Taisa, we don't like explaining the halacha, lamaisa, based on a contrived answer. So that's another reason why we would rule like Ravasi, not like Rav Huna. Void, moreover, says Taisa, the Ravasi Virav Sheshes Kaimi Bechad Shetasa. We find Rav Sheshes, who asked the question of Rav Huna, is just like Ravasi, who disagrees with him, and therefore we have two against one, therefore again we're going to rule like Ravasi. Void, moreover, another reason, says Taisa, is the Bishal Seifim Halachacha Mekel. This is rabbinic law regarding the actual Shemayin Esrei itself, and by rabbinic law we go after the lenient interpretation, and that's why again we're going to rule like Ravasi, that one does not go back to the beginning. And that's what Taisa says, Bim Kain, if that's the case. So Adam Shatov Adilik Bracha Achaz Bem Tzilayis. If someone made a mistake and he skipped one of the middle brachas of Shemayin Esrei, Oy Shloi Omah HaMelech HaMishpat Bein Rosh Hashanah LeMikibum, or he didn't say one of the middle brachas the appropriate way. He didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech Ev Tzedakah Mishpat, like it's supposed to be in the Aseis Meitru between Rosh Hashanah LeMikibum. The Kaimlam Parakama that we rule in the first paragraph of the Beis Mavis, Machzirin Oisei, we make him go back. Says Taisus, based on the way we're ruling, like Ravasi, lo yachzal atachin. You don't go back to atachin to start over the middle brachas. Ela isa bracha shadilik. Rather, you go back to the bracha that you skipped. And then from that point on, you go in order the way we explained from the Rashbam. Now, however, veheichas shetah begimel rishonis. But if you made an error in one of the first three brachas, kugain shetah bechasimas, like you made a mistake in the conclusion of the bracha, which so you're not a middle that you could just correct. You made the wrong end of the bracha. Or let's say, in the Aseres Meitshuva, if you forgot to say one of the texts that are inserted there, you forgot to say in the first bracha of Shemayin Esrei, Zachein L'chaim. Or you forgot to say in the second bracha, Micha Meicha. And this is Taisa's opinion. Or you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, which is from the first three brachas. So Chayzer Rishayin, you got to start all the way over. We don't rule like that regarding Zachreinu, but Taisa says that anything that, especially like HaMelech HaKadosh, you made a mistake in the first three, that's considered like one bracha, you go back to the beginning. Now, Veheicha Shetah B'Shal Shachrein, the same thing is, if someone made an error in the last three brachas, Kegain Shetah Kamakim Mechasim Asin, like for example, like we said before, he made a mistake in the conclusion of the bracha, or on the Seres Meitshuva, he didn't say, B'Seif HaChayim Tovim by the bracha Sim Shalom. Oiv Uchseiv L'Chayim Tovim by Dor. He didn't say Uchseiv L'Chayim Tovim by the bracha of Moedim. It's halacha is you made a mistake, then chayzal avoid, you got to go back to the beginning of those three brachas, which is ritzei. Now, the time of the reason is the kimin shakula shvach havaka bracha achas, because all this praise is considered like one bracha, as we learned in our Gemara, first three and the last three are each considered like one bracha. Now, says Taisa b'tayin tzibra on a public fast, shashlich tzibra kaveya bracha la'atzmai, there the shlich tzibra actually makes a separate bracha on the fast in Hishmoyne Esrei. Sha'imer aneinu ben goy l'raifa, he says the tefillah of aneinu, it's a separate bracha that we insert on the tayin tzibra between the bracha of geula and that of refuah. Says Taisus, imsharkcha, if he forgot the bracha, v'nizkabo kaidim siyim matzvila, and even if he remembered it before he finished my neser, meaning even if he's just started the next bracha, imachzir neser, we don't make him go back. Why? Because we just ruled and we said that when you go back, you have to go back and now start in the order the way the Rashbam said. Now, since it's not an integral bracha, if we would make you go back and say it over, then all the brachas of Shemayin Esrei that you already said since then, since you're going to have to go back and say it in the order, they're all going to be brachas in vain. So therefore, we're not going to make you go back because we don't want you to say a bracha l'batala. Aval appears but it says Taisa, but according to Rashi's interpretation, that he says the middle ones don't have an order means to say that you could say the bracha that you skipped in any place that you remember. Then yeah, the Shleich Tzibur would say the bracha v'neinu wherever he remembers. Because you're not going to run into any problems of bracha v'tala because you're not going back. You're just going to continue from where you are, and therefore yeah, you could insert it wherever it is. So Taisa told us that the opinion of Rashi was when it says in Ravasi im tzoyis elam say, it means to say that if you skip one of the middle brachas, you could say wherever you remember. According to Rashbam, the halacha is that, no, you go back to the one that you skipped, and then you have to continue in that order. That's the opinion of Ravasi. And the Baha'i rules like Ravasi. Now, however, Shlich Tzibur that made a mistake in the Tain Tzibur, according to Rashbam, you're not going to say it over. Because, according to Rashbam, you have to go back and say in the order from Aneinu. That means all the brachas from an essay that you said, now you're going to be repeating it, it's a bracha batala. According to Rashi, it's going to come out that you are going to say it because you just say wherever you remember it and you're not saying over any brachas, and therefore it's not going to be a bracha levatel. Now, continuing the next taste of Bimaschal, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Al Yishal Adam Tzrachim. A person should not make a request for his needs. Libigim Rishainis, not by the first three brachas of Shemayin Esrei, but Libigim Achrainis, not by the last three brachas of Shemayin Esrei. So, Taisa brings that by Tzarchi Rabim, the needs of the public, that one is permitted to request even by these brachas, which the Gemara brought from Rabbi Yehuda, that the words of our Taisa, the person does not make a request, not by the first three and last three. So, but Taisa brings Pirish Rach, the Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Hai, they both explain that it's dafka leyachid, that's specifically for the needs of an individual. But the needs of the tzibur, one is permitted to request even in the first three and last three brachas. Therefore, says Taisus, that's why we say Zachreinu L'chaim in the first three brachas. V'krayvitz, we say this piyutim. V'yal v'yavim, we say yal v'yavim also in the last three brachas. And the reason is because it's Tzarchi Rabim, Tzarchi Rabim, you're allowed to make a request. And Taisus says, proves the point. V'teidin, you should know, the Dafka Yachad coming that the problem was only for an individual's request. Shari Iker bracha Zachreinu is because the primary element of the last brachas we find are Tzarchi Tzibraim. They're actually talking about the needs of the public. Ritzei is requesting that the Avodah come back. Sim Shalom is that God comes and He gives us peace. These are all different requests. How could you say request? Didn't you say that they're Shvach, they're Haidah? Yes, because the Tzarchi Tzibur are not considered like a person's request. It's considered somewhat of Shvach of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore that you're actually allowed to say in the first three and the last three brachas. Now, continuing with the next Taisa B'maschil, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Malamdin Oisit Shalei Yishchel. We teach him not to bow down, which Taisa has a question and an answer on the Gemara. Gemara brought that if someone wants to bow down at the end of every bracha, we teach him not to bow down. So that Taisa asks, from time, if you're going to say, V'yishcha ma'bekach, what's the big deal? Why can't you bow down? What's the problem? V'yishlema, Taisa says, what you can say is, Shalo yavu lakar devachacham, because we don't want you to uproot the words of the sages, because Shalo yavu, we don't want people to say, okay, kalechad machmer kamayishu who writes, I see everyone could do whatever they want to. So there's no rabbinic institution. I see this guy bows down 7 times, he bows down 14 times, he bows down 12 times. And someone's going to get confused and think that we don't even have the 4 times that are rabbinic obligations, that of by the brechas of us and by Maidim. So to avoid that confusion, we say, no, you can't add on, and everyone's going to see everyone bows down 4 times. They'll know that that's a rabbinic institution that you're supposed to bow down. Additionally, it says, I'm also concerned for arrogance, because a person's going to think, well, I'm very important, and therefore he bows down 47 times. We don't want that. So since we're concerned for arrogance, we say, you can't add on. You can only do the 4 times that the sages instituted. Now, continuing to Amid Beis, where we begin to taste the Rimaskal that says, Kida, what's Kida? It's Alapaim. It's a type of bowing down that's done with the face. Which Taisa asks a question on the Gemara's Drasha and answers. The Gemara said the Kida is that you're standing in your place and you bow down by the waist, that your head, your face touches the ground. Now, Taisa wonders, in Maisi Kra, The Gemara brings a pasuk for this. And that proves the point by Basheva that it says, Vatika Basheva Apayim Eretz. So you see that means to say that your face is only the thing touching the ground. But we find Kida also in a different context. We find that it also refers to bowing down all the way on the ground, because we have a pasuk by Moshe Rabbein that says, V'yikud Arza V'yishtachu. It sounds like that the Kida over there that is totally bowing down on the ground. So why is the Gemara learning from Basheva that it's only Alapayim and not from that pasuk? It sounds like the whole body's on the ground. Oh, that says Taisi Hashem. What you could say is, because the truth is, the Kimle Mekabbalah. Really, we knew what Kida was from tradition, the Kida Alapayim. That meant on the face. Well, Maisi Krah, the Messiah, would just bring a pasuk that supports it, that you see from that pasuk. But you're right, we're not learning from the pasuk, because then you could learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu. No, we knew Kida meant, we just wanted to show from a pasuk that supports that idea, and that we find by Basheva. And we continue with Taisi Demasal. This begins with the words of the Gemara. Chazina labaya barava, he says, I saw by Baya barava, the matzlu atzluye. So he comes to explain, what's this matzlu atzluye? The Gemara brought that Rav Chiya ben Rav Huna saw Baya barava that when they were doing the filas apayim, what we call tachnun, they were being, like Taisus says, matzlu atzluye. So Pierce Taisus says, what does that mean? So he means to say that they would lean on their side, the way we do tachnun, and they wouldn't go straight down on the ground, and therefore he says that that's the custom that we do actually regarding tachnun. And that especially a great person not supposed to fall straight on his face in case he wouldn't be answered, but that's what he was saying, that's what he was testifying regarding what he saw by Bayan Rava. Now continuing the next taste of Maskal, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Yichav and Liba Ba'achasman. So he should focus his heart by one of them. Which Taisa asks a question from a previous Gemara. The Gemara brought that a person has to focus at least by one of the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, which refers to the bracha of Avos, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Now Taisa asks, but Bahadam Rina Mesav Perik. We have Perek Tvel Sashachar on Daf Lamed Amabeis, the end of that Perek, of the previous Perek, the Gemara tells us, Lo'ilam Yomer Adam Daita. A person should always evaluate his consciousness. Look, if you can focus, then daven. But if not, then you shouldn't daven. Now, Taisus thinks in their question that it's going on, okay, if you could daven the whole davening. But that's difficult because here our Gemara is telling us that even if you could just focus on the first Baruch Hashemayin Esrei, that's going to be sufficient. Says Taisi, what you could explain is the Hasan Nami Ba'achasman, when it says that only if you could focus should you daven, if not, that's also referring to one of the brachas, meaning to that of the brachas avos. It doesn't mean that you have to be able to focus on the whole Shemoneh Esrei. It's sufficient regarding as long as you could focus by the bracha of Magen Avraham. Now, continue the next Taisi of Masl. Taisi begins with the words of the Gemara, Chatzav Alay Man de Matzli Bebiksa. So he says it's considered to me something that's a mechutzav. He's audacious if he prays in a valley, which Taisus asks on this opinion of Kahana, and he answers that the Gemara brought from Rav Kahana that he's considered a mechutzav if someone davens in an open place without any walls. So on that Taisus asks, take a second look, because from Temi, if you're going to say b'ksib, what's the pasuk, one of the famous pesukim of davening? We actually learn mincha from here. V'yetzi Yitzchak l'such basad. The pasuk says in Bereishis of Dalet, the Yitzchak went out to daven, we're in a field. That's an open area. How can you say it's considered a chatzif? That obviously was not the case by Yitzchak Avinu. So Yishlem Tzitz says what you could say is that actually the Hasan Maya Bahar Maria, that wasn't just a field. That was actually the Temple Mount, Har Maria. Can the Marine B'sachim Parakish, like the Gemara says B'sachim Daf Peichesim and Aleph, that when it talks about what the others called Har Maria, Avram Avinu called it one thing, Yitzchak called something else. So it says, Loiki Yitzchak Shekari Sadav Chulun, not like Yitzchak that called it a field. So we see that when it says he went out to the field, it doesn't really mean in a field. It really means to say it was the base of anything. He just called it a field, and that's what he was going to, but it wasn't an open area like a field, rather it's referring to the Temple Mount. Or Inami, or another approach that says what you could say is that Biksa the Hacha, the valley over here that our Gemara is saying that that's considered a mechutzav, someone that's audacious, is Mayer Bibika, it's talking about a valley. But Makam Shirigilin Shabbinay Adam Laver, it's talking about a place where passerbys generally pass by, Bahalchid Racham, those who go on the journey, that's consider mechutzav if you daven over there, because people are going to interrupt your davening. So the lacking, according to this interpretation of Taisa, is not because no walls. Yeah, Yitzchak davened in the field, but he was in the field where there was nobody around. That's not considered a mechutzav, and therefore that was not a problem. Our Gemara that is saying it is chutzav is a valley that it's an open area where people pass by. He's going to be distracted, and therefore that's the problem of matzah bebiksa. Turn to the next Taisa b'maskel. This begins with the words of the Gemara: Kasoi chata, covering over his sin. Which Taisus explains what is the value of covering over one sin, which the Gemara brought to Rav Kana said, it's also chatzav in his eyes, someone that is explicit saying over his sins. Because the pasuk says, as our Taisus quotes, it says, praiseworthy is the one who carries his transgressions, and he's kasui chato, he covers over his sins. Taisa explains, what's the reason why there's a maila in not revealing your sins? Because that shows that he's embarrassed for his sins. But he says over all his transgressions, that seems like as if he's not embarrassed of it. Because something that someone's embarrassed, he hides. But we said previously in the first paragraph, David Bezim Abayz, whoever does something and is embarrassed of it, they immediately forgive him. So therefore, there's a benefit with covering over his sins from people because it shows that he's embarrassed and therefore he's forgiven right away. Therefore, he said it's chatziv if someone does say it over because then he's not embarrassed, it's a maila to be embarrassed. And that's intrinsic. And the symptom of that is by not saying it over to be like the pasuk says, kesui chato. Hanulach Einam, we shall return to you the fifth paragraph of Sechus Brachas, paragraph and Eimdin, together with the interpretation of Taisus.